I'm Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Dunkirk at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Dunkirk is the story of the real-life evacuation from Dunkirk in France by British soldiers during World War II. The British are on the ropes, the Nazis are smacking them around, and they've got a few days to evacuate about 400,000 men. The evacuation from Dunkirk was perhaps the lowest moment in the war for the British, and this movie comes with a permeating sense of dread. Throughout the course of Dunkirk, we see our characters constantly under fire. Every time they start to get ahead, here comes more Nazi planes. I was actually expecting this movie to be very depressing by the end, but surprise, it's not. No, Dunkirk was directed and written by Christopher Nolan, okay? He would know better than to subject us to a barrage of bleakness like this, only to have it end on a down note. This excellent film ends in a hopeful way, and that's what makes the whole package work. In Dunkirk, we don't really have any main characters. Instead, we've got about four sets of them. There's the young soldiers on the beach trying to escape, there's a naval officer played by Sean Bean, there's a fighter pilot played by Tom Hardy, and there's a father and son using their private watercraft to help pick up some soldiers. See, the Navy is being stingy with vehicles because they want to save as many as they can for the seemingly imminent invasion of their homeland. So, it's slow going to get these 400,000 men off the beach. The film cuts back and forth between the four sets of characters at different times throughout the movie, maybe over a day or two. So if you see Dunkirk, know that the times don't necessarily match between what's going on in various scenes with various characters. For example, the father and son are seen throughout maybe an afternoon, Tom Hardy's dogfights take place over maybe a couple of hours, and the soldier's ordeal drags on for maybe a few days. Also, this entire film is strictly just about the event, the evacuation. There's no prologue. There's a small epilogue, but the event itself is entirely the focus of the movie, so the fact that we don't spend much time with any given character never bothered me. And the film is spectacular. It is refreshing to see a movie like this with real effects, not CG, at least when it's possible. The lines of soldiers like sitting ducks on the beach and the ever-present menace of seawater and bombs and bullets, all these things feel very real in Dunkirk. I attribute some of that to the film's excellent sound design. This movie crashes and pounds with the falling bombs in a way that makes you feel like you're actually there. Also, the film is expertly edited. Something with the structure of Dunkirk would not have worked with a lesser director or a lesser editor. This takes skill. By the time Dunkirk wrapped up, I wanted to applaud. In fact, the movie ends in a very inspiring way, and hey, I learned a lot about this incident during World War II. Great characters, great acting, great directing. Dunkirk is one of the year's best. I give Dunkirk a 4.5 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.